oftentimes that's to get help for that individual, to get assistance from law enforcement, literally to try to help get that person into a safe place and a place where they can get treatment.
Why do the police have to come out and respond in these situations?
Well, you know, with the illness, with mental illness, there are times when people are just not aware of what they are doing, when that person is not able to respond to that loved one, or in our case, to workers, our social workers, our community support workers, or whatever, then we may need to bring law enforcement in, particularly if it's a situation where that individual is at risk or their behavior is potentially putting other people at risk.
What are the trends like when it comes to the mentally ill and their interactions with law enforcement and the court system?
As you probably are very much aware, because of the lack of resources to really address all the needs of people with mental illness, you know, our jails and our criminal justice system in many cases has become the new psychiatric hospitals or the places where many people with mental illness find themselves.
What does law enforcement need to remember that they sometimes forget in dealing with somebody who might be mentally ill?
When you're a law enforcement officer, you have an expectation, and that expectation is if you give a command, if you give an order, people are going to respond to that. And oftentimes when we see these situations occur, it's because that the person has not responded in the way that the officer expected. They did not follow the command. They did not follow the instruction. What they need to understand is that oftentimes, if that person is experiencing a delusion, or maybe they're hearing voices at that time, or there's some other symptom of their mental illness occurring, they may not even hear that command. They may not even hear that order. Their mind may be blocked with other things that are happening at that time. And so what appears to be somebody who blatantly is just not following a law enforcement order or command actually is somebody who never even heard it. I think also being able to pull in any other resources that might be available, and sometimes they may not. But if you have a family member, if you have a professional, if you have someone who has maybe a better relationship with that person, bringing them in, I think, can be helpful as well. But I think that that's the big thing, is that they're able to, first off, understand that this person has a disability, has a mental illness, listen, and bring in other resources that maybe have a better relationship with that person, if at all possible.
In what ways have you seen interactions over the years between law enforcement and the mentally ill improve?
Oh, I think the crisis intervention training, the CIT training, has been a huge plus in terms of helping law enforcement understand in terms of their dealings or interactions with people with serious mental illness. First, to be able to identify that this is a person who may be suffering from a mental illness, but then also in terms of developing those skills to be able to help them to be able to more effectively have those interactions and to do it in a very safe way. Having said all that, it's also understandable, and we certainly understand that law enforcement's job is a very tough job as well, and trying to make those distinctions and to do that at the spur of the moment could be very challenging and very difficult.